evil stepsisters named Steph and Carla. The stepmother and stepsisters are cats, who are not very nice cats either. The stepmother has no hair. Remember, they are cats except Redzilla and the prince. One day, Redzilla got an invitation to the Prince Dopey's Rappin' Rat Ball. On the way to the Rappin' Rat Ball, she got lost in a sewer and ran into her fairy godmother, Betty Crocodile. Betty saw that Redzilla was lost, so she asked her, "Where are you headed to?" "I was on my way to the Rappin' Rat Ball when I got lost in this sewer tunnel," said Redzilla. "Well, I can help you with that. That I am your fairy godmother," said Betty.
Just then, Betty waved her wand and turned a ladder into a limo and turned a cricket into a butler. When Redzilla looked at herself, she was no more in her soaking dress, but in a beautiful gown. "Remember, you have to be back by midnight or the magic won't work anymore," said Betty. Redzilla went to the ball, and on her way, Redzilla went to the ball. When she got there, she saw Prince Dopey standing by the king. Right then, Prince Dopey spotted her and started walking toward her. He then asked her to dance with him. They danced all night.
Then Redzilla heard the clock strike midnight and remembered that she had to be back at midnight. So she rushed down the stairs and into her limo, and off she went. When she was running, she dropped a rap CD she was making. The next day, the prince's friend was going around the town to each house and seeing if anyone knew all the words to the CD Redzilla dropped. If someone knew all the words to the CD, Prince Dopey knew that she would be the one who was dancing with him last night.
The stepmother didn't want to take any chances of Redzilla being the one, so she locked Redzilla in her room. Luckily, Sammy, her friend, found the lock and freed Redzilla. Redzilla saw her stepsisters trying so hard to get the words right, but still they didn't get them right. Redzilla screamed, "Wait, let me try." So Redzilla sang it with all the words. She made the CD, so of course she would get the words right. So that day, Prince Dopey asked her if she would marry her, and she said yes. Redzilla and Prince Dopey got married. Prince Dopey ended up being a lawyer and sent Patty, Steph, and Carla to boot camp. Oh, and for the first anniversary, he got her a golden piece of cheese. All of a sudden, out came a cat and ate Redzilla. Don't worry, though. Prince Dopey got her out with a fishing pole. They all lived happily ever after. The End, by KCB and Anna Cohn.